voicemail system for the Patient Care Quality Office of Northern Health. We want to hear your concern, so please leave us a message that includes a brief description of your concerns, your name, and telephone number. Please be sure to speak slowly and clearly so we can receive your message and respond appropriately. The Patient Care Quality Office has 48 hours to return your call and will only respond Monday to Friday during regular business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Thank you and have a good day.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, this is Minister Edward J. Robin here at 780-399-6250, calling from Edmonton, Alberta. I'm officially performing the functions of my calling today as a Christian minister. You may wish to refer to the provisions of 176 of the Criminal Code, along with 180 of the Criminal Code and 423. These three sections of the Criminal Code are put in place to ensure that public entities do not overreach or overstep their authority. You don't get to use civil legislation to obstruct ministry. You don't get to use civil legislation to make people feel uncomfortable who are trying to do what's common to all of Her Majesty's subjects. You don't get to use civil legislation to intimidate people to do a thing they have a right not to do, or to not do a thing they have a right not to do. This is what these COVID legislation, knee-jerk, lockdown, be coerced into taking a vaccination and being discriminated against if you refuse to subject yourself to an experiment. All four of these vaccines are experiments, and according to the experts, they're not even vaccines. They don't qualify. They're RNA modifiers. They're altering the body's immune system, which is not what a vaccine does. A vaccine conditions the body to react to a certain set of bacteria or virus. That's not what this new system does. It modifies the RNA in the body. So it would be nice if somebody recognized the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights as Canada's top law. It applies to you, and it's governed by 126 and 180 of the Criminal Code. This is a demand for accommodation. I'd like somebody to get back to me that reads the law and recognizes that none of their health directives supersede the law in Canada. Doctors are not lawyers. And when you give doctors power over people going, boo-hoo, you're going to be scared, you're going to die, we got some illness, you're ignoring the long history of corruption in the medical field, especially with Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna doesn't even have any history. They went right to the top of the class without any credibility whatsoever because of Bill Gates. Follow the money, people. You're being told to go and intimidate people and make them feel guilty and get discriminated against because they won't subject themselves to an experiment. The rates of the VAERS report show that it's 15 times higher death than ever recorded before for any vaccine in the history of vaccines. You would think some intelligent people working for health would look at the VAERS reports and say, these are unacceptable. These are off the charts. These have exceeded 15 years of data in the number of deaths that have occurred relative to these vaccines that you're now pushing on people. You should be ashamed, but you're not ashamed. You're going against the free will and the law that protects that free will of the people to decide what gets stuck into them. You're pushing an experiment which is a violation of Article 7 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and your desire to argue with statute, code, and regulation created by a civil government is vetoed by Article 27 of the Vienna Convention, also binding upon your office. Unfortunately, doctors in the medical field often don't read the law, so they get lied to by doctors working for the government that have been bribed by vaccine companies to participate. Just like in 2012 when Pfizer got hit with a $150 million lawsuit after it was proved they were corrupt and had bribed various officials to push their vaccines. They're doing it again, and you're aiding and abetting the criminal activity. It's a shame that nobody's brought the law before you and asked you if you've ever read it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Section 19 of Canada's Criminal Code. Breach of trust, 336 of Canada's Criminal Code. Conspiracy, encouraging others to ignore the law and break the law, 465 of the Criminal Code. It'd be nice if somebody looked at the Genetic Testing Act of Parliament. The Human Genetic Testing Act is an act of Parliament. The PCR test is a genetic test. Portugal's Supreme Court last fall in November said it doesn't work, it's unreliable.
Maximum length for a recording. Finish your recording after the tone.
When you have somebody that respects the law, get back to me at 780-399-6250. I want a letter of accommodation coming from your chief health officer to save my faith and my freedoms harmless. 780-399.
You have reached the maximum length for a recording. To send this message, press pound or hang up. To play it, 3. To re-record it, 4. To add to, your message has been sent. If you would like to try an extension, you may do so now.